I'd like to give you, my listener, a little background to today's conversation. When I invited Mark Babbitt, the founder and CEO of U-Turn, to join you and me on Admission Straight Talk, I described Admission Straight Talk as a podcast in which, quote, I interview thought leaders in the graduate admissions world, close quote. Mark graciously responded, quote, I'm honored by the invitation, thank you. However, as you probably know, admissions isn't my strong suit, but rather internships and making the best use of your time in college to prepare for the workforce, end quote. So why am I devoting a whole show to internships, since I do believe that this show is about graduate admissions? Because I also believe that internships, as I wrote Mark, are critical for grad and undergrad students when they graduate. So I would like to talk to Mark about his expertise, because I feel it's important for my audience. Fortunately for you and me, Mark agreed, and also agreed to be on the show. Welcome, Mark, to Admission Straight Talk.
Well, thank you, Linda. I'm very, very glad to be here.
Great. And dear listener, welcome to you, too. Admission Straight Talk is Accepted.com's podcast about graduate admissions. I'm Linda Abraham, the founder of Accepted and the host of this podcast. Thank you for joining Mark and me for this segment. As I mentioned, Mark is the founder and CEO of U-Turn, a site that connects students to, quote, high-impact internships and mentors, and close quote, and provides a wealth of career advice on its blog, The Savvy Intern. Previously, he worked as director of sales for different job sites. He started his career as an avionics engineer in the U.S. Air Force and in Silicon Valley. Before we dive into U-Turn, the importance of internships, and how you can land them, I would like to remind you that we value your feedback, especially any five-star reviews that you may want to leave for Admission Straight Talk in iTunes. And even if you don't have five-star reviews, please do provide your thoughts either on iTunes, our blog, or by sending an email to labraham@accepted.com. Okay, let's get started. Mark, welcome again to Admission Straight Talk. It's a pleasure to speak with you today.
My pleasure.
Okay, great. I wanted to first get a little bit of background. How did you come to found U-Turn?
Well, we actually started U-Turn as a straight-up job board, because that was my experience. That was in 2009 when we started thinking about how the college students and recent graduates were underserved in the online recruiting industry. And then the more we talked about that chasm that existed, you know, because there were the monster.coms or the folks with all kinds of experience and career builders and all those guys, but there was nothing out there for the college market. And the more we talked about that, the more we realized that wasn't the real problem. The real problem might be that our young talent isn't ready for the workforce when they graduate. There's a huge void there. And you know, easy to blame people, easy to blame helicopter parents, easy to blame the education system, easy to blame the lack of mentors, easy to blame the economy, certainly, but it doesn't fix the problem. So we set out to do that. We set out to help college students, graduate school students, ascend into the workforce in a successful manner.
Sounds good. And why are internships so important to students? How do they help students fill the void? And what is the void?
Yeah, well, the void is not just technical skills, but soft skills and workplace skills. Call them professional skills if you'd like. You know, it really boils down to, are we ready to contribute right away? Even if we get a job, even if we're one of the lucky ones who find a job, are we really ready to jump in with both feet? And in a lot of cases, that's the answer, unfortunately, is no. And one of the things internships does for us, besides gaining technical skills, besides enabling us to apply the theory we learned in the classroom to the real world, is it helps us develop those soft and professional skills. And that's what employers are looking for, especially as our economy is, you know, kind of reached its new plateau. You know, we need to be ready to go. We need to be ready to contribute. And without that practical experience, again, both technical and soft, it's hard to get a gig right now. And the reality is that right now, 9 out of 10 direct from college hires are going to those with internship experience on their resume. And in many cases, multiple internships on their resume.
Great. Well, I think I sent you the statistic from GMAC, and at MBA.com, right, yeah. Which publish an article entitled "To the Interns Go the Job." And it said very simply in this article, one sure way to give your job prospects a boost is to do an internship, whether you are starting a new career or steering your career in a new direction. An internship offers an opportunity to broaden your real-world experience, explore a different industry, try on a new job role, enhance your business skills and knowledge, and focus your career goals. And those who had internships made more money. Very simple. Again, quoting MBA.com, post-degree earnings for class of 2012 B-School graduates who completed an internship while in school were 28% higher on average than starting salaries for their peers without internships. So the value of an internship, obviously, is there. And it's there in terms of improving salaries and also in terms of getting those first jobs after you graduate. Now,
Linda, if you don't mind, real quick, it's also there in terms of return on investment, because yeah. a lot of especially graduate students, sometimes we get a little overwhelmed. We think, well, how would I possibly fit in an internship, right? Even 10, 12 hours a week, and the reality is, based on the data that you've just said and many other data points that talk about increased salary, increased leadership responsibilities, not to mention actually getting the job. The question really becomes, once you see all these data, is how can you afford not to do an internship?
And when I think of internship, I typically think of, you know, the full-time 8 to 12-week summer internship. But you're even talking about part-time internships that could possibly be done while going full-time to school.
Right. Yes. Well, especially at larger corporations and old-school organizations, that summer, you know, 10, 12, 13-week internship where you work 40, 50, 60 hours a week, those still exist, but there are even more internships out there that are again, 10, 12, 15, 20 hours a week, and many, many more of them, probably half of them posted on U-Turn, are virtual internships. So you can contribute to social media campaigns and data and research. Anything that doesn't require actual hands-on experience, you can do from the dorm or the apartment or Starbucks or the library. So it makes internships easier to get.
So they can be remote internships, really.
Yes. And all of U-Turn's interns, for example, all of our interns are all remote. And the mentorship is amazing you can get, especially considering you can do it in your PJs.
Yeah. And do you see any difference in terms of like the statistics that we were discussing a minute ago, in terms of getting the job, being compensated more generously, any of those things in terms of the type of internship, the summer full-time internship, the part-time in-person internship, or the part-time remote internship?
Well, I think here's what employers look at. They don't look at how many hours you put in.
Yeah.
They look at your impact. Right, and not just for, by the way, not just for like real jobs. There are many high profile internships. Think of legal teams. Think of corporations like TripAdvisor and AOL, Huffington Post. Mm-hmm. They actually require you to have two or three internships under your belt before you can even be considered for an internship at their organization. So internships, in a way, have become the entry-level job, and many employers believe strongly that if you've completed 4, 5, 6 internships in ascending value and ascending responsibility, you've paid your dues, and they're going to pay you more when you're ready for your full-time gig.
Sure. What makes U-Turn different from most job boards other than its focus on internships?
Well, we do focus on internships. We also focus... A key differentiator for us is our focus on mentorship. Okay. Because there's a lot of terrible internship experiences out there. You know, we hear about them all the time. Exploitive and unpaid, and I know we'll talk more about that later.
Yeah.
And for us, an internship should be not only mutually beneficial to the employer and to the intern, but it should be based on mentorship. And here's why, Linda. If you have just a boss and he doesn't know what to do with the intern or she's confused about why they're even here, they end up getting the grunt work, right? They're filing, they're chasing coffee, they're
they're buying you know, the spouse's birthday gift because the other spouse forgot. I mean, they end up doing all those things we don't want to do, right?
Right.
When you have a mentor, that mentor actually takes pride in being your sponsor and being your guide into the workforce. So yes, we focus on internships as well as ascendance into the workplace in general, but our real focus that carries throughout our entire company and our community is the idea that mentors matter. And the more mentors you have, the more you matter.
And how do you ensure that the internships posted on U-Turn have a mentoring component to them?
Well, we vet every posting on U-Turn. We're not a high-volume board. We're not like Monster where we have, you know, 4 million postings. So we're a fairly small shop. So we vet every internship that gets posted on the site. And we just make sure that they share our values. And frankly, a lot of the big corporations that have old school internships, even though, you know, they hire a lot of interns every year and every summer, they just don't meet our values. So they don't get posted on U-Turn.
Okay. As we discussed, well, actually, I'm going to save that question. Does it make sense sometimes, and you alluded to this question a little bit earlier, does it make sense sometimes, I won't say that fast, for students to take unpaid internships?
Well, depending on your situation, yes, and I'll tell you why. I mean, first of all, I should say that at U-Turn we strongly encourage our employers to pay a decent wage for their interns, because the reality is, even though it is an educational experience, there is going to be some value to the employer. So, you know, even if it is just filing and stuff, you would have to pay a temp or your nephew or somebody to do that work. So please don't exploit the intern and not pay them to do work that is of value to your business. And on top of that, Linda, the bigger issue for us is, you know, if you have an intern, and there are many like advertising agencies, legal firms, they're actually billing out the intern's hours. They're actually profiting from the intern's work, and then they don't pay the intern. That is inexcusable. So we really draw the line on those, and frankly even call them out a little bit once in a while. So, but I think the bigger picture is even more important than pay sometimes. Is the mentorship angle. There are many, many, many young careerists that credit the experience gained and the mentorship gained during an unpaid internship as, I wouldn't have my job if it wasn't for those internships. So we don't want to completely discount unpaid internships, but, you know, if you have a choice and if your financial situation allows you to take an unpaid internship, that is everything else you want in an internship. Good mentors, good networking opportunities, you know, team environments where they collaborate with every member, including the interns. Everything else is perfect, and your financial situation allows it. Don't say no just because it's unpaid, but definitely look at it twice.
And you don't have an alternative that's just as good in pay.
I mean, you know, the more of us that are talking about this paid versus unpaid internship thing. You know, the more we'll talk about a couple things. One, there are a whole bunch of paid internships that, excuse my language, just suck. They're just terrible experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you a great example. One of our mentees was flown from San Francisco to Washington, D.C. to be an intern for a United States senator. It was a dream job.
Okay.
But all he did during the entire 12 weeks was cut out newspaper articles and spray mount them to a piece of black cardboard because that senator didn't do anything digital.
Wow.
And she wanted to know every time her name was mentioned. So for 12 weeks, all he did was cut out newspaper articles. And at the end of the internship, he even said, look, it would help my resume, it would help my personal brand if I could just take a picture with the senator. Could I at least meet her, snap a quick photo with my iPhone? No, she's busy. Right?
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, they paid for airfare, they paid for the apartment, they paid him a stipend every week. Sounded perfect, and it was a miserable waste of 13 weeks. He'll never get back, right? So compared to that, sometimes an unpaid internship where you're actually going to contribute and have something impactful and that you quantify on your resume again, it's worth the investment.
Right. My daughter actually used, well, she volunteered initially. She then got an internship, and then she volunteered again at a local hospital to get the position that she ultimately wanted. It took a while, but she was persistent. She did good work. She put out her best effort. She did learn a lot, and she found it very, very beneficial. She found the profession that she wants to pursue, but it was all based on initially unpaid work.
Well, and we hear that story a lot, and I think that's a great story. And I'm an entrepreneur by trade, so I equate it to this, Linda. Like your daughter, she showed an entrepreneurial spirit. If you were going to start a donut shop, for instance,
yeah,
you might give away a few donuts free just to prove the work and to build your brand and to build testimonials and to get to know the right people. As an entrepreneur, you wouldn't even think twice about doing it for free for a while. As a young careerist in this economy, maybe that technique is pretty effective. It certainly was for your daughter.
It certainly was for her, absolutely. Now, do you believe that U-Turn is in some way replacing on-campus recruiting in the University Career Center, or does it supplement?
Oh, I hope not. We there's a lot of really, really good career centers out there that have, you know, way bigger staffs on campus than we could ever hope to supply. So, and they have the local networking contacts. They know the right people. They have, you know, contacts with the alumni associations. So we don't want to replace career services. We just want to help them help the students. That's our goal. So now, having said all that, Linda, as you might be aware, there are some career centers out there that are woefully behind the times. I mean, they haven't latched on to the importance of networking. They are not promoting the effectiveness of building a brand through social media. You know, they're still suggesting resumes with objective statements on the top and references available upon request on the bottom. I mean, they're dishing out some 1954 advice at a time where we really need really, really good advice.
Okay. We discussed, obviously, you know, when we were corresponding before the podcast, that this podcast normally focuses on graduate admissions and a specific career path, and I'm a strong believer, I can't emphasize how strongly I believe, that graduate applicants, graduate students, should have a specific career goal in mind before they start their graduate career. But in terms of internships, what about the young person who is less focused? What role do internships play in allowing students, especially undergraduate students, to explore different careers before committing to a first full-time job or an expensive graduate degree?
Well, I think one, that's a great question, and let me tell you why. Our education system, our society, is built on what we do. Right? What's the first question we get when we go to a networking event or to a party?
What do you do?
What do you do? Right?
Yeah.
So, and, you know, subtract a few years, and the question you get in college is, what's your major?
Right.
And subtract a few years, you know, where are you going to go to college?
Right.
Subtract a few years more, what are you going to be when you grow up? Right? There's this continuing theme, and we never give ourselves a break from that. It never goes away. Well, the reality is most young careerists, even those who are sure they want to be a certain something when they grow up, they end up doing something remarkably different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you mentioned I was an engineer. Well, I did that for 6, 7, 8 years and threw my hands up and said, oh, this is just not me. This is not what I'm supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot, I mean, our average now, they estimate that the average adult that's 24 now will have 5 distinctly different careers before they retire.
Right.
So, and yet we put all this immense pressure on undergraduate and even graduate students to declare what they're going to be when they grow up, when they're 17 and a half or 18 or 19, and then again at 22, 23, 24, when we know the reality is now that it's going to change multiple times. So,
mm-hmm.
So the long-winded way of saying one of the best things about internships, and frankly, this even applies to graduate students, is we actually get to learn, perhaps for the first time, whether the choice that we guessed at, because we've never done it before, we've never been a lawyer before, we've never been a doctor before, we've never been a teacher before, we're just guessing that's where our passions might take us. Internships are the first practical application of that guess.
Right.
And we hear all the time where somebody says, wow, I thought I really wanted to be a teacher. Guess what? I can't stand kids. Right? So
I want to be a doctor, and I don't like blood.
Right. I'm going to change right now. Well, you don't learn that unless you actually get in the game, right? Okay. And yet we have all this society pressure to declare what we're going to be when we grow up, and again, it never goes away. Even if you don't mind, I'll give you a great example of this. We helped a young lady. She actually wanted to be a veterinarian, but came from modest means, knew her parents couldn't afford 7-8 years of school. So she had aspired since she was 12 to be a veterinarian technician so she could go and work with animals.
Right.
And so that's what she went to school for. She got her first internship at a very high-profile veterinarian's office in Reno, Nevada.
Yeah.
And found out within 3 days that a veterinarian technician spends a lot of time on the wrong end of the animal. And she was not helping those animals at all. And in fact, a veterinarian technician is often responsible for taking care of the animals that don't make it, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it was breaking her heart, right?
Yeah.
So she, in 3 days, determined that her lifelong dream was just a nightmare. So
yeah.
So she used that experience to say, okay, that is not what I want to do. And she went out and got another unpaid internship with the SPCA that turned into a full-time gig where she's actually helping the animals that would have been euthanized. She helps foster them so they can hang on until they get adopted. And then her agency eventually adopted a no-kill policy. So she's doing some amazing work, quite different than she thought she would.
Yeah, I can see that. I think that that's one of the major benefits of internships. I'll never forget, years ago, I was working with somebody, and he also had an internship in Washington, D.C., I think for one of the two major political parties. I can't remember if it was the Democrats or the Republicans. And he wrote in his personal statement that it was challenging and interesting. And I said, I remember I was talking to him on the phone, and I said to him, I could have told you it was challenging and interesting. I said, but I wasn't even there. Can you please tell me something about this experience that I wouldn't know unless I was there? So he said, well, frankly, I hated it. I had wanted to go into politics. And after this, I really don't want to go into politics. I want to become a lawyer, but not to go into politics, just to practice law. And I said, well, it sounds to me like you had a really valuable internship and that you found out what you don't want to do. And that is also very, very valuable. Maybe a little bit more satisfying if you find out what you do want to do, but it's very valuable to find out what you don't want to do, especially if you were going to spend a lot of time and money going in that direction. So,
Linda, that's a great point, because the reality is sometimes we learn a lot more from maybe a negative experience or something that just didn't pan out quite the way we had planned, right? Sometimes
right.
We learn more from that.
Right.
Then we do if everything was like it was in a Disney movie and everything's perfect and all lined up in the rows and the little
right.
bird flies on your shoulder while you're doing your work. And to you. I mean, you don't learn too much from that. Where you do learn an awful lot from a negative, even stressful situation. You learn a lot about yourself, the industry, the kind of boss you want to work for and don't want to work for,
right.
the kind of mentor you want to find, the kind of mentor you'll be when you're in that position. I mean, you learn a lot from those experiences.
Right, for sure. Sometimes you wish you were weaker and stupider, but the negative events do tend to make you stronger and wiser.
Exactly. and there isn't a single person in the world that, you know, while we're going through it, it's so traumatic and it's so stressful and stomach lining seems to be just, you know, disappearing by the minute. But in the end, you go back and go, wow, I just got a PhD in what not to do. That's pretty cool.
Right. How does the internship acquisition process differ for undergraduate students and graduate students? I know U-Turn serves both the undergraduate and graduate market.
Well, I think that, well, one of the biggest differences gets back to what we talked about before, especially if you've gotten an internship or two every year you're in college, you know, and you have four or five under your belt when as a graduate student now. One of the big differences is the expectation of pay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're an MBA student and you've already earned the four-year degree, you know, you've shown some leadership, you're active on campus, you're a leader, even if it was just intramural sports and speech and debate, maybe a fraternity office or something like that, you have a lot of marketable soft skills. And that would mean that you are inclined to earn a lot more and should earn a lot more than perhaps an undergraduate student doing his first or second internship. So that's a big difference. I think the other big difference is how you sell yourself. You know, we talked earlier, the resumes have changed so much.
Sure.
And during all that experience, you know, you go up a lot in college and you start to make an impact in others. And you can sell that on your graduate internship experience resume, where it's a little harder for the undergraduate student to do that, where you sell maybe more passion or more interest or more hustle.
My guess would be that the college student may be selling more promise and the graduate student is selling more results or
right, exactly right. That's a great way to put it. And I think the other thing, too, is you should probably, as a graduate student, you should expect a little bit more responsibility. You know, you might be leading a team of interns or fundraisers or a research team.
For a particular project, perhaps.
Right, right. And another thing we're seeing a big trend on is, you mentioned the word project. Yeah. There's a ton now of project-based internships. So, you know, they might be research-based or building a business plan or a social media strategy. And MBA students are uniquely qualified to do that, especially if you've done, say, a social media internship while you were getting the four-year degree. So more responsibility, more money. You know, it's kind of an ascension into the workforce, and the graduate intern is going to be a little bit higher on the food chain.
Right, for sure. Okay, what advice do you have? This is a little bit of a long question. What advice do you have for students in the year before they start graduate school? So that would be applying now, be it for an MBA program, a specialized business master's, law school, a host of other graduate programs. Let's focus on the typical two-year master's. For example, many applicants will be starting their MBA program in the late summer and their internship search in the fall, really within weeks of starting their program. What can they do now to prepare for that internship and really arrive campus ready?
Well, it's a great question. Long or not, great question. And I'll tell you why. Everything that goes into securing a great internship applies well to every other aspect of your life, including being accepted into grad school.
Okay.
Right? Because, you know, it used to be that in the workforce, so let's just say you were an engineer. You could be a bit of a troll. You could be a bit of a lone wolf.
Yeah.
As long as you could code well or design well, nobody cared because you were just going to go sit in a long line of cubicles with a long line of other engineers, and you were just going to do your job. And
right.
And so you didn't have to be likable. You didn't have to, you didn't have to be socially aware. You could just go do your job, clock in, clock out, day's done. And the world isn't like that anymore. And employers want interns and grad school applicants to be well-rounded. You know, they want them to have some experience. They want them to volunteer. They want them to network. They want to show some influence. They want to see some leadership, right? Mm-hmm. So all of that stuff that helps you get into grad school is exactly what helps you get a great internship, because that's what employers are looking for now.
So, again, for the applicant, who's presumably working at the moment, not currently as a senior in college, if we're talking about the MBA applicant, you would be advising them to, put themselves in situations where they can show those qualities, where they can show the communication skills, they can show the networking skills, they can show the leadership
right.
skills, and that will help them get into the graduate program and also get the internship. But in terms of, like, focusing their internship search, Do you have any suggestions for them, or are you basically saying, look, if you responded to the MBA goals question authentically, truthfully, then you should know where you want to steer your internship search. Maybe you want to clarify it further or figure out, you know, do some company research or something along those lines, or peruse the U-turn boards, or do you have any suggestions in that direction? Or?
Oh, yes, of course. One of the first things we do is, and I realize how silly this sounds because U-turn does have a job board component to our site, mm-hmm. but is forget the job boards. Forget
okay.
I mean, it's a great lead generation tool, right? It's a great way to find out who's hiring right now.
Right.
But culture has become so important. And we just talked about all the stuff you want to make sure your personal brand is intact, the networking and so your influence, leadership, and all that stuff.
Right.
But once you have all that together, the best advice we give anybody is you go find the companies that you want to intern for. You know, if you want to go into digital media and you're in the Bay Area in San Francisco, then go, you know, look at Lucasfilms, look at Disney, look at Pixar, you know, look at Brocade, look at all these companies that are doing amazing work, and put them on a top 10 target list. And then follow them, you know, learn about their culture, and then see if you're a fit or not.
Follow their blogs, follow their
right.
social media.
And contribute, ask good questions, you know, comment to the blogs, you know, join in their Twitter chats, you know, become part of their talent community. And if you do that the year before you're looking for an internship, by the time you want one, you've already networked your way in. You're already a known commodity. You're like at the top of the list. I mean,
that is a great
you might have seen New York Times article the other day just talked that some companies up to 85% of their new employees and interns are referrals from inside sources. 85%.
Wow.
Right? So but again, you can't do that. You know, you can't say, oh my goodness, I'm going to graduate in May and I need 4 internships by then. Well, that's not going to work.
Right.
Right, so this is another reason you and I talked offline. Now, career planning is almost a full-time gig now. You know, from mid freshman year and undergraduate work, career planning is a long-term thinking process now. So
I think it's really a lifetime process.
Well, it is, but we don't teach that, Linda. We don't teach that in school. Our parents don't talk about that anymore. We don't. You know, we think of undergraduate college as just 4 more years of high school now. We don't use it as a great way to prepare for our careers that yes, we will be working on until the day that we're put in the ground. But we don't talk about that.
I don't know if we're getting the ground. That might be a period.
Even people that are retiring now are still doing things on the side.
That's true.
I mean, you know, my dad is 78 years old, and he's still tinkering on the side, even though he hasn't officially worked in forever. So,
my mom is in a retirement community, and they're mostly in their 80s and 90s, and she tells me every day about residents who are still working part time.
Yeah. So So I think. You know, at least I equate some of our happiness, some of our mental stimulation with working.
Sure.
I can't ever see myself retiring, so for me, they're gonna have to put me in the ground before I stop working. It's just the way it's gonna be.
Okay. Mark, I think our podcast is just about over. How can people learn more about U-turn and your work? Since obviously they're gonna be doing this for a very long time.
Well, I hope so.
Right.
They can find us at U-turn. It's youtern.com. You can also find me on Twitter at U-turn Mark. And my email address is real simple. It's just Mark with a K at U-turn.com.
Thank you so much for joining me here today and sharing U-turn's mission, your views. I think it's been really a wonderful, wonderful conversation. And dear listener, I want to thank you too for participating remotely and listening in like a fly on the wall to our conversation. This is Admission Straight Talk, produced by Eclipse.com, and I am your host, Linda Abraham. I'll talk to you again in 2 weeks.
Our theme music is provided by podcastthemes.com.